to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this wintry, frozen Monday in Central Texas here. It is the 15th of January, 2007. And there are several things going on here simultaneously, and I'm going to try to pick my way through this to make it as cognitive and as clear as possible to the audience out there. One thing that's going on is with Ed Brown, and I'm trying to get more information on this. Ed and Elaine Brown from, I do believe this is from New Hampshire, and I'm trying to get more on this story. Evidently, there's something going on. They were in a federal court, and it was on the federal tax evasion trial of Ed and Elaine Brown. How many times have we done stories like this? Well, I just spoke to, very briefly, I spoke to Ed a couple of minutes ago. They did not show back up in court, and they're waiting a phone call from the state's attorney general in New Hampshire. And evidently, this is another one of these kangaroo court rigged tax trials. So they're waiting for the call from the New Hampshire state attorney general, and as soon as they have that, they have the call-in number for the program. We're going to put them on the air. Another instance, ladies and gentlemen, of it's the Matrix using its enforcement mechanism, using the federal judges out there basically to be judge, jury, and the executioner, judge, jury, and executioners. And again, as I said, it's over the taxes. Again and again and again, this happens. But they said, what's the point? Why are we even going to show up in court? I mean, there's really no point to this. It's a rigged trial. They're asking for, I got off the phone here with Fred Smart. That's one of Freedom to Fascism's guys, people. I'll think of his name here in a second. But at any rate, they're asking for people to intervene in behalf of the Browns. So we will have more on that subject. Also, I have a program note here. As soon as we get back on the Austin Toll Party, this is not only important for you folks down here in Texas, but countrywide. The deal has already been struck. Privatization of roads, putting in toll roads, the whole nine yards. So we'll give you a follow-up to that. And also, I've got Ted Pike standing by. The H.R. 254, the hate crime bill, has, as he predicted, been unleashed on Congress once again. This is a dangerous time because we don't have people anymore, ladies and gentlemen. The phony Republicans or the phony conservatives, we call them rhinos, Republicans in name only, and they're so far away from their original platform that you would swear that they were in the, how do I always say this, in the pale moonlight dancing with the devil. Well, we've got Ted Pike standing by with an update on the H.R. 254. The hate crime law has been reintroduced to Congress, and there's a particular danger this time around, folks. This time, if we don't do something about it, it will pass the Democrat-controlled Senate and Congress. We'll get an update from Ted Pike right after this. Stay tuned.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are back. I have with me, and I'm looking for this gentleman's alert, which has just escaped me. Here it is right in front of me. All righty. I've got with me Reverend Ted Pike. Good afternoon, Ted. How are you?
Real good, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you predicted this, Ted. You said that the hate crime law would be, you've been giving out alerts now for weeks and weeks. You said that they would, in fact, try to reintroduce this, especially since we have the Democrat-controlled Congress and the House, the Senate and the House, both, I should say. You predicted this, and evidently this has come to pass.
Yes, actually it was January 5th, just several days after Congress reconvened, that Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas introduced the big federal hate bill into the House. Now, it has a different title, a radically different title, one that is designed to elicit public sympathy and perhaps a sympathy vote in Congress. It's called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2007. I don't know too much about David Ray, but evidently he was the victim of a hate crime. He was an adolescent boy who was sodomized with a pipe and so on. And he seems to be the new poster boy, taking the place of Matt Shepard and others as one who will draw a public sympathy and attention to this Orwellian legislation, which actually will take away protections and freedoms from Americans.
Now, what is the bill number on this?
This is H.R. 254. Now, in the last session of Congress, there was an H.R. 254 which was passed, and this is causing, on a completely unrelated subject, and this is causing a lot of confusion because people go to the government website and they find H.24 and it bears no resemblance to a hate crimes bill. I should mention that this is what's called stealth legislation. This bill is not even listed now with the Capitol computers and so on, and I was able to ferret out at Jackson Lee's office and find out that it was actually very, very quietly inserted in the House of Representatives, and I believe this is by design. I believe that it's not even on, it's not included in the first 100 hours agenda of Pelosi, but I believe that it's there to be inserted by Pelosi at the proper moment. I was told by Jackson Lee's the staff that since this hate bill was passed by the House of Representatives about a year and a half ago and went through committee there, that they probably could introduce it in committee, but they could dispense with it in about 2 minutes by taking a roll call vote and send it directly to the floor of the House.
Well, it's no accident today, Biden, this is on CNN.com. Anybody out there wants to take a look at it, this is no accident. This is a concerted effort to drum up support for hate crimes and to remove all the damaging symbols in this country. What Biden is calling for, Ted, is the removal of the Confederate flag. He says that it should be moved off the grounds of the state house. And he's talking about South Carolina. So this looks to be a concerted effort here, again, with the push with the hate crime. And I'm not surprised. I may shock people by saying this, Ted. I've heard Sheila Jackson Lee before. She's a cognitive and logical person. And it dismays me that they picked on somebody from Texas, especially a black woman, to put this forth in the United States Congress again.
Yes, well, she's the same one who introduced it 2 years ago in the 109th Congress, and she did it almost on the same day. It was January 6th, 2 years ago. I think they have the ADL has their lackeys. She's obviously a minority and symbolic of a repressed minority and so on. Seemed to be an appropriate person to do that. But the fact of the matter is that this legislation, while it seems to protect beleaguered minorities like blacks, homosexuals, Jews, and so on, as we've probably mentioned before on this program, it can turn against those minorities depending on who is in power. And already in Europe, in Australia, we are seeing hate crimes indictments as liberals, in fact, are being indicted under these hate laws for criticizing Islam. And so really nobody is safe. No minority is safe as long as certain vested interests in the hate crimes Gestapo have the privilege of defining who they want to prosecute and who they want to favor.
Now, Dr. James Dobson, he put out an alert last year about Senator McCain, who authorized the lobby reform bill that did not include certain language. Could you go over that?
Yes, I certainly could. Dr. Dobson alerted the nation to the fact that two liberal Jewish activists, Senator Carl Levin and Senator Joe Lieberman, tinkered with the lobby reform bill well after it had been formulated by Senator McCain. The last minute they came in, they stuck in what is now Section 202 of the lobby reform bill. And that is a very, very threatening attack and repression upon a grassroots citizens lobbyist organization. Basically, it says that anybody who makes a call to Congress is now considered a citizen lobbyist by the government. And if that citizen lobbyist is able to rustle up $25,000, which, by the way, is not enough to pay for a full-page ad in a major newspaper, but if he can do that every quarter, every 3 months, then he has to register with the federal government as a, quote, a grassroots lobbyist firm. And he has to to give detailed information of exactly where he got the money, who the donors were, how the money was dispensed, how it was spent, and down to the nickel and dime, and how many people on his staff may have been involved in spending that money, and so on. It's a and if he even attempts to influence 500 people toward his point of view, then he is liable for all of these onerous registration requirements.
So, the deal is that you've got to spend $100,000 a year, register yourself as being a citizen lobbyist. Otherwise, if you're trying to contact your senators and congressmen and you happen to go over whatever arbitrary magic number they've thrown out there, that you may be in violation of some federal law?
Yeah, and even larger talk show hosts could be indicted or be required to make these quarterly reports. For example, if you had a talk show host who was dealing, who was communicating a message to more than 500 people to the government, and let's say the message was, "I'm against the New World Order, a really broad message, well, that's considered lobbying the United States government, and so the $25,000 he disperses for radio time, for phoning in or ads or research by his group or development of a website in opposition to the New World Order, all of those funds, you see, are considered money spent as a grassroots lobbyist firm, you see. And I'm sure a lot of smaller talk show hosts wouldn't be spending $25,000 a quarter, but a bigger talk show host in airtime and many other expenses would qualify now as grassroots citizens lobbyist firms, according to the federal government. And not only that, but if anybody does so much as donate a little bit of money, a small sum of money to that talk show host, if they do any work, even free of charge to that talk show host, then they are considered his members of his grassroots lobbying firm now by the federal government, and as such, he has an obligation to keep tabs on all of his members and how much they spend and what they do and how the disbursements are made and so on. So this is a paperwork nightmare that is coming down if Section 220 of what's called the Legislative Transparency and Accountability Act is passed.
You know, what's transparent to me is they're trying to, and I'd heard of the language that they had tried to put in various bills before, Ted, that would make it almost harassment for you calling your senator or your congressman.
That's right.
Attempting to influence these people, which are our lawmakers in this country, that if you attempt to influence their opinion, that you may be put up on some sort of terrorism charges.
Yes.
You could get investigated by Homeland Security. You may get a knock on the door from the FBI,
yeah,
or God knows who.
That's right. You know, we've had spectacular success in the last several years utilizing alternative talk radio as a vehicle to mobilize literally tens of thousands of people to besiege Congress protesting the big federal hate bill. ADL has lost big time three times in the last 2 years, and this has not escaped their ADL's attention. What they want to do is they want to cripple and deactivate these citizens' lobbyist groups so they cannot express such momentum and upheaval in the future. And one of the reasons this legislation, this lobby reform bill, specifically 220, is so onerous and threatening is because it forces now the citizens' grassroots lobbyist, especially if he's mildly organized, to get permission, basically, to register with the government and get permission to express his First Amendment privileges of free speech and petition. And that's why this bill has got to be stopped dead in its tracks. And fortunately, you know, this bill was scheduled to be voted on in its entirety last Thursday, and it is continuing to be debated, I understand. I don't know, I didn't check today, but it's still being debated, and so there's still time to take action.
All right, hold that thought, Ted. I've got to go to this break. I guess I'm going to be breaking several pending federal laws here, seeing as how I'm now an activist and a lobbyist, because I know there's more than 500 people to listen to this show. So we've got to put out the contact numbers again. We may be in breach of federal law, but we're going to do it anyhow.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. Ted Pike, the website is truthtellers.org. Do you think maybe, Ted, that I might be classified as being an unregistered lobby with as many listeners we have to this network?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you certainly are reaching more than 500, and if in the process of the term of 3 months you spend $25,000 or more to promote a particular issue, such as the threat of world government or globalism, something like that, you would undoubtedly fit into that category. So would a lot of Christian evangelical churches who receive large tithes expressly to empower lobbying against, for example, stem cell research or same-sex marriages or abortion or whatever. They could be easily fit into that category of being a citizen lobbyist firm. The criteria of this Lobby Reform Act, actually there is a standard which is outside of this particular legislation, which says that if you spend more than 20% of your time also devoted to a particular issue, and you fit these other criteria of financial income and so on, then you have to file a separate report on that issue. If you go over that and you deal with other issues, then you have to file reports on those also. So the possibility for overwhelming paperwork being required of small activist groups is just is just staggering. And also, if you don't get your facts right, if you don't report quarterly and on time, you will have to pay a $100,000 fine to the federal government. And, of course, that would devastate small organizations. And what it also does is it causes members of churches, evangelical churches, and smaller lobbying organizations to say, "Hey, I can't be associated with an organization which is so financially precarious that if they don't get every jot and tittle right, they're going to be fined $100,000, and I'll have to be expected to share in that expense."
All right. Your website is truthtellers.org. All the pertinent information, ladies and gentlemen, and more importantly, all the numbers that you need to call here. Remember, it used to be called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. It's now been renamed the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, or H.R. 254. What numbers do we need to be calling right now, Ted?
Well, right now, we need to be besieging the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. And there are about 15 members of that, and we have all 15 members listed at Truth Tellers. We also have 8 to 10 or so of their top legislative aides. What people need to do is to print out our hate crimes brochure. It's entitled Anti-Hate Laws Will Make You a Criminal. It's all ready for mailing. It's in the form of a mailer. Print those out and send one to every member of the Subcommittee on Crime, which is listed there. We're talking about the House of Representatives. And as well, send one to every one of their legislative aides. Now, on the bigger front of the whole Congress, we have all the members of Congress listed at Truth Tellers, except for the last 55 or so that which were elected this fall. Keep those phone calls going in, making those spend 15 minutes a day before going to work or during your lunch break. Keep besieging all members of Congress against the hate bill. Send in also the hate crimes brochure there at Truth Tellers to your congressional delegation, which is your member of the House and your two senators, plus all of their aides. This seems like a big, tall order, but we are fighting now, literally, for the freedom of our children and grandchildren. Just come to Truth Tellers. It's all laid out there. We have it very easily packaged for you, complete with toll-free numbers. And we also have a brochure on this awful Section 220 of the lobby reform bill. That has to be also sent. And those staff members need that information, too, because it is not being actually, there is one senator, Senator Bennett, who is proposing that an amendment that be stripped out. But he's fighting a Democrat-controlled, a very bullying Congress now, and he needs all the support. We need all the support we can get behind him to strip that off.
All right, Ted, we will, and at any given time, folks, and I don't care if I have a scheduled guest or not, these are one of the hot button items that we need to stay on top of. And if I've got scheduled guests or something breaks on this, I will break into any regularly scheduled program to give people updates on this. And Ted, I appreciate what you've been doing out there. You're one of the few people that have done a magnificent job of organizing, putting out all the pertinent information. The only thing left to do, and Ted's done it all.
Well, I couldn't do it without you, John. Thanks for standing by.
We can't do it without the people that are listening to this network. All righty, Ted, I appreciate your time, my friend, on short notice, and we will be in touch. We'll keep people abreast of this.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. All right, standing by is Ed Brown. We'll bring him up. I'm about 30 seconds from a break here. We'll bring him up. Again, folks, remember during this commercial break, mull this over in your head. Either we're all going to hang together, or they're going to pick us off one at a time, and they're all going to hang us separately. I've got a report that was done by a TV station out there in New Hampshire about Mr. Brown, and we'll bring him up live. Stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't feel comfortable because it isn't happening to you. You're in their sights. You're the next target. Don't believe it? You'd better. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to play this short clip from WMUR, that is a TV station, Channel 9 in New Hampshire, and then we'll bring up Ed Brown right after this clip.
Representing himself in a federal courtroom, but he believes he represents every American in his fight against the IRS.
It's time we find out the truth for everybody. Okay? You guys don't have to pay taxes. Get excited. Come on.
Over the last 10 years, Ed and his wife Elaine have refused to pay their federal taxes, amounting to over $600,000. Why? Brown and his wife Elaine say the IRS code does not define what a taxpayer is and who should pay.
Read the IRS code. It doesn't exist. What is a taxpayer? I pay my taxes in my state. I pay my taxes in my town.
The couple also claims labor cannot be taxed, only goods, so they believe Elaine's dentist business should be tax-exempt. The Browns are representing themselves, though Judge Stephen McAuliffe urged them to get representation.
The U.S. attorney wants the jury to simply follow the money, or in this case, the lack thereof. He points out for years this couple paid their taxes until 1996, when they simply stopped. He also says they tried to put their dentist business into a trust, hoping to avoid taxes, but they still broke the rules.
Prosecutors say the Browns are members of a militia who refuse to recognize the legitimacy of the federal government. But the Plainfield couple says they merely read the IRS rule book. During the cross-examination of IRS tax officials, Ed Brown challenged them to define taxpayer. No one could.
By 2001, we had already realize the fact of law that the IRS was an unlawful entity against us because we are not taxpayers.
The trial will last about a week before it's handed over to the jury.
We're not going to lose this case. If we lose this case, America is no longer America. The United States is gone.
Of course, Edward Brown does say if he loses this case, he will appeal. And in the coming days, he also intends to challenge the legitimacy of the federal court here in New Hampshire, arguing it's not a legally recognized business.
All right. I have Ed Brown on the line. Ed, from WMUR Channel 9, that was a pretty fair piece, would you say? Do I have him? Ed, are you there?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm trying to put it on speaker because I've got my wife here, of course, and my legal counsel is also here, so I'm going to try this out.
That's fine. Are you on speaker right now? Okay.
I guess I can't work on this, but I have to do it this way.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Ed, shades of Aeroplastics, Dick Simcannon all over again.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
You familiar with Dick Simcannon from Aeroplastics up in Fort Worth a couple of years ago? There was a trial down here.
Oh, no, sir. We don't, but they, you know, they segregate the news so that we never get, we know what's going on in Texas. We don't know what's going on in Connecticut, so they make sure we don't hear what's going on in Texas, I'm sure.
I understand. Well, that clip that I just played, that was from January 10th, and I was just saying that that was, as far as the mainstream media, even the local outlets go, that was a pretty fair piece that they did.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of there's still things in there that don't make much sense or are not of much value. Militia being mentioned, that's, you know, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Militia went under after the Mara building. So why even talk about it anymore? For all intents and purposes, it's gone on the surface.
Well, that's just designed to do one thing, and that's to retrieve old memories and the propaganda that they put out years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're all anti-government here, but we've realized one thing.
We're all what?
They say that we're all anti-government, but we
realize... I am the government. Why would I be anti-me?
Exactly. The people, the way I read that, not they, the Matrix, and their corporation.
Fact.
Exactly. Did you hear back from the U.S. Attorney General yet?
Yeah, about 15 minutes ago.
And what is...
Mr. Colin Tawano, Thomas P. Colin Tawano. Everyone wants to remember that name, William E. Morse. Donald Fife. These are names to remember here for New Hampshire people that might be listening. These are actually enemies of the state, pretty clear. But they did come up with a reasonable proposal here to, you know, to help us out, to try to settle this or resolve this problem that we have here, which they asked us on Friday to submit a proposal to them. They were rather anxious to get it quickly, because it was a weekend, holiday weekend, but, you know, the case was coming up on Tuesday because we walked out on Thursday and didn't go back because we found out that the judge was tampering with the jury, on record, by the way, so that everybody understands this is not just my saying this, this is on record.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, over the weekend here we've been talking with a gentleman by the name of U.S. Marshal by the name of Mr. Gary DiMartino, and he's the one to make the final decision to go in or not go in, I guess, or to turn it over to the Justice Department to make a raid if we do not comply with the orders from the court. At any rate, the proposal that we sent in on Friday, which we put together in about 45 minutes, they had it in their hand because they said they were in a rush to get it. I took them the entire weekend to come back to us with two small paragraphs. Finally, we got it 15 minutes ago, which means we're supposed to be in court tomorrow morning. And so if we had started on Friday like they asked us to, be in a rush, we probably could have negotiated back and forth and come to some kind of terms. Do you agree?
I would seem to think so, seeing how they're not holding court today. It's Martin Luther. I'm sorry,
sure.
Martin Luther.
So we would have had, so we would have had Friday, because that was in the morning, and Friday afternoon. Maybe we had Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We had 3 days to get this thing squared away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we've got it. Listen to what they say. We offered to give them $625,000, which is more than our taxes were even owed for all that period of time, because there are no crimes that we committed. This is part of our investigation into them. They don't like it. It's a revenge thing, blah, blah, blah. But, however, we offered them on Friday $625,000 or whatever their figure was, $626,000, to go away and go out in forever. From 2 years ago, before this all happened, or the time I was born, to infinity. That was the first option we gave them. So we're just going to pay them off. That's all they seem to want is money. Second thing, we offered to come in under a lawful court system so long as they will conduct themselves according to the lawful law under Article 3. And they were giving us a fair presentation of our case. Okay, got that?
Got it.
Now, here's their answer. As a matter of fact, do we have that proposal that we wrote to them on Friday?
Yeah, if you could
read
it.
Let's get it for a minute so you can see the difference in what we gave them in 45 minutes to what they gave us in 3 days, okay?
Okay.
I mean, it's real important that we do it this way so that you can really, wish we had thought of that sooner. I thought they had it ready right away and waste your time.
No, that's fine. This is no waste of time. I understand this is a last-minute deal. Take as much time as you need to prepare on your end.
Okay. Here's what we gave them in 45 minutes. You're going to love this. Is this actually what you sent right to them? Mike, thanks. Okay, to AUSA William Morse. Yes, you know, from Edward and Elaine Brown. Let's make a deal. Initial proposal, one, we will pay you the full alleged tax amount due, approximately $625,000, and the government drops all charges and legal actions against us, essentially resetting the clock back 2 years when this was only a civil administrative dispute. So the government would get the alleged tax deficiency, and we would not be facing any kind of a prison sentence or any further penalty at all. Both sides could win. Or, two, we will return to court on Tuesday, January 16th, 2007, if we are guaranteed a fair trial in writing signed by Judge Stephen McCullough. That's, by the way, that's Krista McCullough's husband, you know, that nice lady that died in that NASA flight. On the space shuttle, remember her?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her husband. Okay? If so, then we told him we would return the court on Tuesday, January 16th, if we were guaranteed a fair trial in writing signed by Judge Stephen McCullough and entered into the record of this case, which means essentially no restrictions on our defense. None, because when you hear what happens, you ain't going to believe it, what he's been doing to us in 3 days of trial prior to us walking out the door. All of our defense motions, we've continued on telling him, all of our asking, stating to them, all of our defense motions would be promptly answered by valid legal counter argument and then considered on the merits and ruled on fairly. All structuring charges would be dismissed. We could subpoena all of our defense witnesses to appear and testify at trial on the record. We could present to the court and jury all of the evidence that we require to fully demonstrate our defense. The court must bend its rules slightly to be tolerant if we should stray across the rigid procedural lines in order to accommodate us in presenting our defense so that we can present to the jury without restriction our full story and theory of defense. If we can reach a such agreement, saying that, remember, we're going in pro per in our own, as our own selves, man and woman. That's why we say that. If we can reach a such agreement, we also would like it to be publicly disseminated so that neither side can renege on the agreement as reached before or after the signing. Edward L. Brown and Lane E. Brown.
And that was what you had sent over, and that was to the attorney, Bill Morris, U.S.
That
attorney?
That is correct.
Okay, what was their response back to you?
Okay, finally, 3 days later now, 15 minutes ago, I just got off the phone with... Mr. DiMartino of your U.S. Marshal's office down there at that courthouse, and here's what they said. Took them all 3 whole days to come up with this. I let everybody Brown send it down, blah, blah, blah. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Brown, the United States has reviewed the proposal you forwarded for a negotiated disposition of the pending case. The United States offers no comment as to the second option. The second option. Set forth in your proposal, which appears to be mainly addressed to the court, other than to state that the United States will not agree to dismiss the pending charges relating to structuring. Anybody know what that means?
Structuring?
Paragraph. Yeah, we'll go through it first. In fact, we'll get to it. Paragraph 2. As to the first part of your proposal, the United States will not accept it as a resolution of the case. The criminal cases are resolved through a jury's verdict or through an acknowledgement of guilt in the context of a plea. This case is in the middle of a jury trial and absent an offer to plead guilty to at least some of the pending charges. So they want us to plead guilty to something.
Right.
The United States chooses to see the trial through and accept whatever verdict the jury issues. Thank you for your proposal. Please let our office know if you either of you are interested in resolving the criminal case short of a jury verdict by the end of a plea of guilty. Very truly yours, Donald Feith, Chief Criminal Division.
Well, it sounds to me like they're going to depend on the rigged courtroom. Now, you said that the Stephen McAuliffe, that you understand that the jury has been rigged. Now, why are you saying that, and what proof do you have that that's actually taken place?
Let my counsel, okay, explain this to you crystal clear, okay?
Because he
speaks smoother than I do.
I understand.
Okay.
And who will I be speaking with here?
You're going to be speaking with Michael Avery. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Are you an attorney?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're in defense, his legal defense?
Yes, I'm the head legal defense.
All righty.
Okay.
Michael, go ahead.
Well, I missed the part you were talking about because I was talking to Mrs. Brown, so you're going to have to tell me exactly what you were talking about.
Okay, we were talking about the plea agreements. We were talking about the judge basically rigging the jury in the courtroom on this case.
Okay, well, that's essentially true. The judge gave us the proposed jury instructions on the last day that we were there, which was Thursday afternoon. And there's all sorts of subtle changes in the jury instructions. For instance, the law says taxpayers must pay all taxes that they're required to pay. The judge's instructions to the jury says everyone must pay all taxes. So it's a subtle little change, but the jury hears everyone, not the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
If you were living in Washington, D.C., then you would be a taxpayer, and you would have to pay those taxes, and the judge is telling you exactly correct. But where the disconnect comes is with the word everyone, because everyone, like them living here in New Hampshire, are not covered by the federal laws. We have all kinds of Supreme Court cases that say, essentially, that federal law is on federal land. And this is a concept anybody can understand, because if we were talking, say, about Mexican law, that would be in Mexico. Or if we were talking about Canadian law, that would be in Canada. So it's a very simple concept to understand. Federal law does not affect anyone living in the sovereign states as long as they do not work for the federal government or that they do not contract with the federal government. But, again, we're not arguing the constitutionality or the correctness of the laws or anything. It's basically a matter of jurisdiction.
Well,
we're simply not in Mexico, therefore Mexican law doesn't apply.
Well, Michael, and this has been the headbutt, if you will, all of these years, because as you can see, this Judge McAuliffe trying to rig this jury when making those subtle changes in the verbiage of his jury instructions,
right,
about taxes, has Ed Brown been able to put any witnesses in front of this judge and that jury to specifically draw into question the matter of federal taxes and the law and how it's applied to the individual?
Well, to answer your question, no. We turned in a list of approximately a dozen defense witnesses. The judge told us they were all denied. We couldn't have any of them. One of those witnesses is the prosecution's star witness. It's the IRS agent that actually kicked this whole thing off against them.
So they're allowed to bring the IRS witness up in court, but you're not allowed to cross-examine them on the law and the verbiage
and the
application.
We were allowed to cross-examine him.
Okay.
Okay. And we were able to ask questions on whatever areas the prosecutor brought up. But on the second half of the trial, when it goes into the defense phase, the rules reverse, and then we can go on direct and we could ask the IRS agent anything we wanted to make it very simple to help people who are not really familiar with the law. Let's say the prosecutor only talked about vanilla ice cream on his half of the trial. Then only questions we could ask would be on vanilla ice cream. But when the trial reverts over to the defense after the halfway part, then we could ask our questions, like discuss chocolate ice cream, for instance. Completely different areas, different subjects, whatever. That's what they will not let us do. So they will not let the Browns solicit any testimony from this gentleman, even though he's sitting right there in the court being paid $52 an hour as a special investigator for the prosecutor. So our subpoena would mean he would have to walk about 10 feet to the witness chair. That's all it would require.
All right.
And the judge said we can't have it.
Michael, I've got to take this break. If you would keep Ed standing by, I want to get the full story here and the breadth of this. And I appreciate you coming up on short notice. But this is important. People have to understand exactly what they're doing to people and how they're getting away with it.
And how we're not getting a fair trial.
There you go. We'll be right back right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Back. Sorry about getting back here late. We were compiling some information. I want to.
When is jail time?
Michael?
Mom, Ed Brown, you said you would be back?
Yeah, I was just going over some things with Michael Avery.
Yeah, you want some more? Want to finish up with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, here he comes.
All right. Michael?
Okay, I'm back.
Michael, are you familiar with Dick Sim Cannon?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Ed was not.
Okay.
We had a trial up here. I attended the trial. I don't know if you've ever seen a character witness that was on the stand for less than, say, 15 seconds.
Well, that's all of our character witnesses are less than 15 seconds. It's 0 seconds.
Really?
Right.
Well,
we're not allowed to put on any witnesses, no testimony. We put in over 500 exhibits for our evidence. The judge told us that we were not going to be able to put on any of the evidence, no witnesses, and very, very limited testimony as to what the Browns could say if they took the witness stand. So basically, there's, 97% of the defense has been denied already by the judge.
Now, this deal that the U.S. Marshal, this Gary DiMattino, you said his name was?
Right.
What seems to be a stalemate? It doesn't, apparently, it doesn't look like Ed Brown and his wife are ready to walk back in this federal court and get slam dunked.
That's correct.
What is the game plan from here on out?
Well, we're in a holding pattern. We're not, doing any offensive thing to them. The Browns are in their home, and they have every right under the Constitution of New Hampshire to defend that property and to defend their life and their well-being. And that's pretty much it. They're not antagonizing anybody. They've retreated to their home, and they're going to stand on their state rights. The federal rights are non-existent. That's what we found out when we did go to trial, and we tried to work with the system, and we tried to clear their name and resolve this issue. And they, effectively tie both the hands behind your back and put a muzzle over your mouth.
I have with me online also, are you familiar with Hank Getz?
No, doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, well, Hank was at that trial up in, do you have him yet? Okay. He was at the Dick Sim Cannon trial here. There's some eerie parallels because this is following exactly the very same pattern. And I forgive me, Michael, I'm getting real tired of seeing these black-robed whores with their marching orders denying people due process and the prayer for justice in these courts.
That's what has us so upset also, is that they're not even making a semblance of a fair trial. Anything you want to look at, they said we cannot bring in any constitutional law, we cannot bring any Supreme Court rulings that are supposed to be binding on every court in this land. We cannot bring up any Supreme Court rulings at all in there. The only thing we can use are the statutory laws, federal statutory laws. That's it. And, of course, most of those laws are against people, not for them. So there's not very much in there you can make a defense out of.
I understand. All right, Michael, if you would, if I can have Ed Brown back online here, we're going to go into the second hour. I'm trying to locate a few people right here in Texas that were part of that trial in Fort Worth, Texas. And as I said, and we're not mixing apples and oranges here. It had followed the exact same pattern. And I'm reminding people right now that if we do not come to the aid and the defense of these people that are being singled out right now, if they're just going to go around hanging us separately, if we do not stand united and say no, nobody's going to jail here. Everybody keeps to keep their property. And these activist judges, the federal hangmen, if you will, in the black robes, this has got to stop. We will take this break. Second hour coming up. Everybody stay standing by. We'll be right back.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement T-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement T-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to rbnlive.com's Freedom Store.
NoTyranny.com or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.